From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Air quality in Hoopa Valley continues to be poor as a result of the Mill Creek 1 fire. Air quality measurements measured unhealthy to very unhealthy. The levels affect not only smoke-sensitive people, but also the rest of the population. Unhealthy or worse air quality is expected to continue until the fire stops actively growing. With fire operations happening on Highway 96, the decision was made to scrap plans to use a pilot vehicle on Highway 96 to assist the public through the fire at noon today. They'll reevaluate to determine if the scheduled 7 p.m. piloting effort will happen. County Road 301 from the Mendocino National Forest boundary remains closed in Mendocino County due to the ranch fire. It's now reached 373,000 acres, is 67% contained. 93% containment for the car fire at 229,000 acres. It has destroyed more than 1,000 homes since its start a month ago. The Klondike fire now estimated at 80,000 acres. It's 37% contained. 1,235 personnel are working on that fire. Arcata City Council holding another public hearing regarding the Village Student Housing Project. It's happening on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Individuals who are unable to attend the meeting and wish to comment are encouraged to communicate in writing. All letters and emails received will be entered into the public record. A man from Mexico under arrest in connection with the eradication of pot plants in the Dinsmore area. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant there and pulled out approximately 10,200 growing cannabis plants. Deputies seized and destroyed more than 400 pounds of bud, 200 pounds of cannabis shake. Deputies also located and seized two firearms and a high-capacity magazine. 23-year-old Manuel David Aguirre arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. It is 6 months behind bars for a McKinleyville man convicted of gross vehicular manslaughter in the death of his friend. 27-year-old Victor Herrera was driving drunk when his SUV left Highway 101 in Trinidad and went over a bank. Killed in that March 2017 crash was Glenn Rowe Jr. of Oreck. Well, during the September 1st Arts Alive in Old Town Eureka, the collaborative event, One Community, We All Live Here, honoring those who call Humboldt County home. The event bringing together artists and others with messaging in various locations on Saturday night's Arts Alive from 6 to 9 p.m. Look for presenters at the Old Town Gazebo, at Synapsis at 212 G Street, and at the Connection HPRC located at 334 F Street. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.